AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine.
I'm profoundly saddened to stand before you today to report that 18 people lost their lives.
There is a murder warrant for Robert Card, described as a firearms instructor believed to be in the U.S. Army Reserve and assigned to a training facility in Maine. A police bulletin says Card had been committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this summer, and he reported hearing voices and threats to shoot up the military base. The governor in Maine, Janet Mills, is a native of Lewiston.
This city did not deserve this terrible assault on its citizens, on its peace of mind, on its sense of security. No city does, no state, no people.
Nearby Bates and Bowdoin colleges canceled classes, as did the campuses of the University of Southern Maine. Israeli troops staged a brief raid overnight into the Gaza Strip. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
An ambulance pulls up to an area in Khan Yunis, which had just been struck by an Israeli warplane. AP's cameraman arrived at the same time. In that way, points a man, guiding the cameraman and the rescue workers. Moments later, a woman on a stretcher, grey with dust and a look of horror on her face, was carried into an ambulance. Another woman, walking away from the bomb site, wrapped in a blanket, calls out in panic. The strikes leveled more than 8 homes belonging to an extended family, killing over a dozen people. The Israeli military says it only strikes militant targets and accuses Hamas of operating among civilians in densely populated Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
The government says economic growth accelerated at a strong 4.9% rate from July through September, despite higher prices and higher interest rates. Mexico's president says Hurricane Otis is responsible for at least 27 deaths. This is AP News. The Beatles will release what they call their last new song next week. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The same batch of John Lennon demos that led to the 1996 songs Real Love and Free as a Bird formed the foundation of the new song Now and Then. Film director Peter Jackson used artificial intelligence to isolate Lennon's vocal. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr finished the track with a guitar part from the late George Harrison. Love, love. Now and Then comes out Thursday, paired with the song Love Me Do, the first Beatles single released in England in 1962. A 12-minute film about the new recording will come out on Wednesday. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Major League Baseball says stolen bases and batting averages are up and game times are down in the first postseason with a pitch clock and larger bases. The Arizona Diamondbacks play the Texas Rangers in the World Series starting tomorrow night. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.